Welcome to the Kid Craddock Podcast. It's a condensed version of the show. We painstakingly smushed it together for your listening pleasure.
We're live from the Diplomat Beach Resort out here in Hollywood, Florida, having a good time.
We got a room full of people here.
We're on our family vacation. Yep. Kelly's husband just showed up. Sun's out, guns out. My man.
And JC's.
I don't think he's ever owned a tank top until this past week, right?
Look at the guns. Like, you've been curling or what? A little bit. My wife just showed up.
Yeah.
Hi.
Yeah, she's got her tank on, too. Everybody's got a tank on except for JC.
I got my bathing suit on.
You do?
Yeah. I'm ready to go. This is a cover-up.
Yeah, we're doing pool today, right?
That's what we're doing?
Okay.
Thank you, White Cheddar, for letting me borrow your swimsuit. Because, he's got...
You didn't bring a swimsuit?
I didn't.
To the beach?
I can't explain.
What?
I packed. Had clothes, shoes, toiletries.
You remember to bring that t-shirt, and you didn't remember to bring
chick magnet.
I don't like my chick magnet t-shirt. The baby chick.
Yeah.
Forgot not. I do not have one single pair of swim trunks in my bag. I did not bring one.
You know, there's stores all over the place.
Unfortunately, they do sell them.
Gift shop.
Yes. So, but I don't need that because I have white cheddar.
Is the tag still on it?
Yeah. Oh, the tag's still on it?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So,
okay.
That's not a problem, right?
No, that's cool. Yeah. Guys can share bathing suits all the time.
Yeah.
Just got to make sure they don't fall down.
Why not?
Yeah, they are double XL.
Thanks.
They'll fit just fine.
Did you try them on yet, Al?
Not yet,
okay,
but I'm
so
sure,
we'll
they'll, I'm sure they'll be great.
All right, perfect. Boss man George made it into the suite.
Look,
there he is.
Yeah.
My man. Hey, man.
We do have a big audience in here this
morning. Big audience.
I know.
So much
pressure. So intimate.
Well, you guys made it just in time.
Oh.
In fact, the text is going crazy right now. In fact,
really?
We got one right here that says, I'm delaying my shower and getting to work to hear Jenna's story.
Oh.
Wow. I love that people are this excited.
Has Jenna talked about her date yet? I hope I didn't miss it. So if Jenna's date went poorly, can we change his name to not Dewan? So, Jenna, it finally happened.
Yeah, well, to reset a little bit, I met this guy about, I don't know, it's been like a month maybe, and we've just been texting a bunch.
Online, right?
On a dating app.
All right.
He swiped right, you swiped right, and then boom.
Yeah, he talked to me first. He was very funny. I really liked his personality from the jump. So I was in, because normally that kind of stuff trickles off. You know, you just text, or you text a little bit, and then you don't hear from each other.
Uh-huh.
I think both of us just kind of kept in touch. It was great, but at some point, we made a lot of plans for October. Because we really like Halloween and music festivals. So we had made a lot of plans for October, and it was kind of funny. We're like, well, we need to meet, right? Like, how about, I was like, maybe we should have dinner and see if we like each other. And so we did. He offered to come to town, and I was like, I'd rather go to Austin. He lives in Austin. I was like, I'd rather go there for a date. His territory.
You gave him the home field advantage?
Yeah, and I love Austin, so.
Yeah.
Okay, so you drove down.
Y'all, I was so anxious because I had a 3-hour drive to think about. Am I being catfished? Am I building this up too much? Is this going to be terrible? I didn't think it was going to be terrible.
But you were going with a buddy. Your buddy Thomas was going to go down there.
He did not go.
Did he bail?
He bailed because his friends were out of town. So he was going to drive with me and hang out with friends. So he did not go. It's fine. I'm a grown woman.
But you're alone with your thoughts.
I'm alone with my thoughts. That's why I wanted Thomas to go with me. Yeah,
okay.
So we could just listen to music and not talk about it. So yeah, I'm alone with my thoughts. So I'm anxious. And then I get there and he had some work. So I had hours to kill. So I'm thinking, what am I going to do? I can't sit in a hotel room. So I had a guy friend that happened to live right next to the hotel I was staying at. So we met
pre-date.
For a drink.
Pre-date,
yeah, I had a date before the
pre-date.
Date.
Pre-date. All right.
Make sure the outfit's looking right because they won't lie to you.
Yeah, it was great. Yeah, straight guy friend. But no, I had half of a drink because I didn't want to get drunk before a date.
I don't know, Jenna. Smart.
Just enough to calm the nerves.
Yeah. Just so you're loose. Yeah.
So I felt great. So we had a date. We met and the date.
But what was it first?
Well, that was kind of
when you lay
anticlimactic.
Well, I'm not finished.
Did you guys meet in a restaurant?
We did.
So you walk in, you lock eyes, and what goes through your head?
It didn't really go down that way.
Well, like, you were stressing about what should be the first opening line.
Yeah.
So please tell us.
It was, well, because it never goes how you anticipate. Yeah. And so, but he was looking for me, so his back was to me. And I was like, hey.
All right, that's a good first line.
Honestly, I feel a little blacked out with the whole thing because I was very nervous, but trying not to be. He was so cool. He didn't seem nervous at all. He was so cool, which was great. He was so cool the whole night. So he was on top of it.
His speech could start out with, I will never forget when I heard her say, hey.
Yeah, I don't know. Kelly texted me at one point in the night, which was so nice, hoping that I was okay. And I was like, I think I'm talking too much. Because we had a drink, we went to dinner, we went across town to different bars, and it was great. It was absolutely the best first date ever, A+ all the way around.
Wow, best first date ever.
I think so. It was great. Woo. Yeah, and I do think I talk too much, but I don't know.
That's cool.
I mean, that's not shocking,
right?
He might
think it's cute. I
don't know.
Did the marble count change?
Meg is a first date over here.
What?
You don't.
Alan said it's a good question. Was there a smooch?
That means there was a smooch.
You guys are getting so personal.
It's okay to have a smooch on a first date.
Kiss.
Yes, of course there was.
That's how you lock it in.
Just like,
of course there was.
Just one of those.
Everything was great. Everything about it was great. Yes, there was.
Mm-hmm.
At one point in the night, though, I couldn't really wrap my head around. I'm like, because he was so great, I just couldn't wrap my head around why he's not dating anyone. I guess you could say the same thing.
What'd he say?
For me, you know. And I was like, are you just? He's been busy. He works a lot, and so I asked him at one point, you know, if you're not dating or you haven't, what made you? I mean, I don't even live in town. What made you?
Mm-hmm. Good question.
Good question.
Good question.
His answer, unless he has rehearsed this and used this before, he said to me, because it just stands out in my head, he said to me, he was like, you know, I meet girls that are hot, and I meet girls that are funny, and girls that are smart, but you're all of those things.
Oh, the triple threat.
I was trying to play it so cool, so in my head I'm like, play it cool, play it cool. Yeah. And I was like, so what are you doing the rest of your life?
Nice!
Oh, no.
I was like, I didn't mean to say that aloud. It was great.
Did you respond nicely to the, what are you
doing?
Yeah,
okay. We got along very great. It's great. We're gonna hang out again.
Did you delay coming home because you had a schedule you were trying to stay on?
We hung out the whole next day morning. He had a flight. He had to go out of town. Oh, so we just both parted in mid afternoon.
Was it sad?
Did you cry?
No, I didn't cry. I was elated. It wasn't sad at all.
Like
I thought maybe
thing.
I would be sad if I was like, this is great and I have to leave. But no, I wasn't sad at all because I'm like, I want to hang out with this person again. And
did you watch him get on the plane? Watch him just kind of wave?
No. We didn't get that far. No.
Have your hand on the glass.
But he was great because I think he sees me as being super skeptical. And I'm trying not, I'm not negative. I'm not a negative person. But I think that as you get older and you have funny dating stories, you just think, well, this guy's great, but what's the catch here?
Yeah.
And I don't want to be that way, but I can't help it. I've been burned in the past, so he sees me as being super skeptical, and he thinks it's funny. He's like, since you're so skeptical, I'm not just going to say, let's see each other again. Let's make actual plans right now to see each other again.
So how soon?
Maybe next week.
Ooh. Ooh. Vacation.
How long? Yeah.
Can Alan come?
Why?
Well, yeah, I was just thinking maybe since you didn't let him go to
Mexico again. Stop
wow.
It. So you were going to be going to Croatia next week.
Oh, yeah. He's going to Croatia?
No.
That'd be a really expensive ticket this late.
I think I'm not going.
Oh.
What?
Mm-hmm.
Well,
is the ticket still available to give out to somebody?
Justin, you're not going to get a free ticket out of this,
sir. Are you going to afford your way around Croatia?
So this guy's so great, you cancel your vacation plan to Croatia.
It's my life.
I know. Amen.
This guy's so great. He is so great. I hope he thinks I'm great.
Wow.
He is so great. I think he's great.
How long after you guys said goodbye did y'all start texting each other again?
I don't know. Later in the day?
That's important.
Okay, that's very good. Yeah. So it did happen. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm not sure. I'm trying not to overthink it. I'm trying to play it cool. And he's 100% listening right now, so I'm really,
really?
Uncomfortable.
Hey, DeJuan.
What up,
DeJuan? The one and only.
What's good, bro?
JC wants to be your friend. Yeah, I'm sure he is. So what am I going to say? I don't know. It was awesome. I loved it.
Yeah.
I had a great time.
Is he a gym rat?
No.
Oh, man. JC.
It's okay. It's okay.
What are you going to do with him?
Does he play video games?
Is he funny?
I think he likes to surf.
Does he like karaoke?
Like
surfing.
Is he musically talented?
He's smart. He's funny. He's all of the things.
Does he know magic tricks?
Does he know magic?
I don't know. We didn't get that far yet.
Kabuya. Yeah.
Was it the... Oh, you're trying to see who he would be friends with out of the guys.
Yeah.
I think me.
Which guy in the room would he most like to hang out with?
Who would be his best friend?
Definitely JC.
Oh,
dang it.
See, he's the one for me, too. speaking of the one for me, my wife is here. And she did something over the weekend.
Heroic.
That was very heroic. I mean, the girls in our neighborhood are calling her a hero for what
really?
She did. And it was something that could have gone extremely wrong.
Uh-oh.
But it took guts. I mean, like, she had some cojones to do
She's
what she did.
She's the hero of the HOA.
Wait till you hear what my wife did next.
Our host on the Gold Coast is the Diplomat Beach Resort. Thanks to VisitFlorida.com. We are live all week on our Kid Nation family vacation.
Man, what he's, are you swiping? He's super swiping on an iPad.
What's
so
there,
the girls are huge.
Yeah.
You've been swiping this morning?
Yes, yeah. He is.
Okay, good.
No luck.
No matches?
No,
nothing.
He got one message, but it's from a girl from back home. They've been on this ongoing text exchange, which is pointless.
Got it.
Yeah.
See how you have to... You have to make
Please
the plan.
Me. Please tell me, Jenna.
You can text a bunch, but then you have to actually go.
Hey, you know what? I'm not gonna hate on her because she has found the one.
The one.
We'll see.
Yeah, Jenna just let us know how her date went over the weekend. And
winner, chicken dinner.
He's still the one, you know? Yeah. As of now. From the text, I'm cheesing out driving to work because I'm so excited for you, Jenna. Jenna, my husband and I have been dating pretty much since the day we met. Sometimes you're just a fit.
Aww.
And also, all good, guys. I took my shower going to work now. That's from the girl that was here. We're going to make it to work okay. Yeah, everything's going well. We do have Love Letters to Kelly coming up still on the show, less than an hour away.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a great weekend at the Chavez Casa. My son and I went and watched Jurassic World, which we liked a lot, even though... Gray Drake from Rotten Tomatoes did not agree with that movie.
She was adamantly opposed to that
but
movie.
But we liked it. Mexico won.
Yes.
We won our game, so that was pretty awesome. And my wife became a neighborhood hero.
You forgot that Chloe had her first sleepover.
And Chloe had her first sleepover.
Okay.
Oh, what was the theme?
Girls.
Mermaids.
Just girls.
Oh.
Yeah, mermaids.
Mermaids.
Yeah. Y'all have themes for sleepovers?
Girls.
I mean, is that a...
It's like a birthday party, probably, right?
Yeah, that's exactly what it was.
Don't want to bog us down.
It was a mermaid party. And so Chloe had her first sleepover. But
got it.
On, what was it, Saturday or Sunday?
Sunday.
Saturday.
Saturday night.
On Saturday, we had a pool party, our neighborhood pool party.
Okay.
And here, a little background in our neighborhood. You know, a lot of the moms do what most moms do in every neighborhood. They go online and they search for child predators.
Okay.
There's websites you can check out, and it lets you know which ones are living in your area.
Right.
Now, I think you guys looked on there just expecting it to be far away from our home, but possibly nearby.
It is crazy how many there are in your city.
Yeah. But you want to be aware of your surroundings, especially if you have kids, and that's what the girls in our neighborhood did. Well, we found out that there was one right in our neighborhood.
Hmm.
Dad's just right in the middle of it.
Four houses away from the pool and the community park.
Yeah, well... So we started, you want to look this guy up. What did he do? What does he look like? So you're aware, just in case we're out and about with the kids, because we do have a park and we do have a pool, and you just...
Okay. It's responsible.
As a parent, you don't want to be around that.
I ask a question. They don't differentiate on there if it's, you're a predator no matter what, even if you were, 19
exactly.
And a girl was 16 or 17, or if you've done something...
There are those cases where you dated a girl when you were 19 and she was 15, and now, in your 20s, it would be fine, but back then it wasn't, and that could be on your record. So that's why you want to check and see what they did.
Yeah.
What this man did is horrendous. I mean, it's bad. And he did spend time in prison.
Okay.
And he served his time and he got out and now he's allowed to be a civilian like us. But
he has to register.
He has that attached to him. He has that stigma attached to him and he has to register so we all know where he's at and we can see what he did and we can see his mugshot so we know what he looks like.
Okay.
So we're having fun at our pool party. Everybody's having a blast. And then my wife, we're in the pool, nudges me and goes, "Oh my, that's him.
He's here.
It was this feeling that we all got where your stomach sinks. Mm. And so we watched him, and what he did is he came into the pool, he went to a table near the pool, sat down facing the pool, and was wearing glasses.
Sunglasses.
Which made us feel extremely uncomfortable because now you don't know what he's staring at. And to me, child predators are the worst humans on earth. I think they deserve life in prison, even worse. But unfortunately, that's not the case. This guy only got 3 years. And my wife looked at me and she says, "Why don't you go tell him to leave?" And I wanted to, really badly. I really, really, really wanted to. But I also know how I would react if he said the wrong thing or if he...
That could turn very quickly.
He would be an extreme trigger for me with things that I went through in my childhood. He could trigger me easily, and I saw that. Mm-hmm. And I told her I don't trust myself to go over there and act accordingly. And she goes, well, we need somebody to go do it. And so we're asking the other dads, and the dads are going, I feel the same way. I don't want to go to jail today. I don't, I, like, what if he says something and then it turns into a violent thing? And so as we're trying to figure out what we're going to do, I just see Kinsey get out of the pool and walk over there. Now, if you know my wife, she is very fiery.
Well, no, but there's a point where one of the moms said, well, you're shaking, you're real upset, maybe you should calm down. How about you just call the police first and see if they can come out?
That's right.
And they said they would come out. Well, then, like, 10 minutes later, they said, oh, we can't come. He's legally allowed to be there.
The reason why he's legally allowed to be there is because our pool is a community pool, but it's private property. And that's how he can skirt around him being around kids, which is not cool, right? And there is some legalities you could take, and you can call and do some paperwork and make it so that he can't. But we didn't think that we were going to have to deal with this in our neighborhood. So he's there legally. The police can't come and kick him out.
Okay.
So my wife, after she calms down, I just hear her get out of the pool and walk towards him.
Oh, no.
And I go, oh, crap. Because you guys know my wife's fiery. She says it how it is, and she will tell you how she feels.
Has there been any liquid courage to help Kenzie muster up?
Yeah, but not
over the top. I'm just asking.
You know those Trulies? You know, that nice little
the
spritz?
What?
Little Truly?
A spritzer?
A wine spritzer.
Yeah, a little wine spritzer. That's okay. What we're sipping on.
All right.
So the mom juice.
Yeah. Those are delicious. So it wasn't too over the top, but I see her walk over there, and I see the Kinsey hand movement, and I see the neck, and then it's over. And I see her turn around and walk back towards us. And she gets back in the pool. A couple minutes later, I see the man get up and walk out of the pool and leave.
He left.
So I'm asking Kinsey, I'm like, did you curse him out? What did you say to him? And she goes, no, I was actually very calm.
What did you say, Kinsey?
I basically said, you're sitting over here enjoying your slider that you got for free, and you're over here staring towards the kids at the pool, and it's making all of the moms and dads feel really uncomfortable. So if I were you, I'd enjoy your slider in the privacy of your own home. And his wife looked at me.
Oh, he's with his wife.
Yeah,
he's married.
Looked at me and then looked at him and kind of said, oh. Then the guy looked away. He wouldn't even look at me. He didn't say a single word to me. And then they got up and left.
And she told him, too. She said, we're aware of what you've done.
Yeah.
Addressed them by name.
His name.
By name, so he knows that we know. And said what she said. And
I think because it was a mom that went is why they left.
I think that
so
was the
peacefully.
Best move.
If a man had gone, he would have probably...
It would have been confrontational from a jump street.
And he would have stayed just to prove a point that he can't be bullied or something.
Exactly.
Yeah. I think because she went, that's why it had a positive outcome.
And I think the way my wife handled it was perfect.
It was.
You didn't name call. You just said how you were feeling and how
to.
The rest of the moms were feeling. I know you wanted to, and we all wanted to, but... And he just... There was nothing wrong. He got up and left, and one of the moms came up to Kinsey, one of our neighbors.
Yeah, Susan.
One of our friends.
She's like, Kinsey, you did what all the moms wanted to do, but none of us could get the courage to do it. Thank you so much. Like, you're so awesome.
You're a hero now.
Yeah, you're like the neighborhood hero because you went up to this guy and kicked him out.
You should be really proud of yourself.
Yeah.
You should have a little sign in the yard, Hero of the Month.
Hero of the Month. Yeah. Well, I'm proud of you, babe.
Well, thank you.
Good job.
That was a good way to handle it. Non-confrontational to a degree, but still got the point across.
It's one of those things you never expect to have to put up with it or to deal with it, and then it shows up, and there it is. What are you going to do? How are you going to handle this? And I think it was handled the right way, at least.
See something? Do something.
What was that? That's your movement
something.
Today.
Do something.
Big Al wants you to see something and do something.
It could be something like that. It could be a boarding pass on the floor of the airplane. Just see something, do something.
Two heroes today.
Very good. It's very good.
See something, do something. Yeah, Big Al, what was your big hero moment again?
When I saw the guy coming out of the bathroom on the airplane, he dropped his boarding pass and nobody else would pick it up and take it to him.
My man.
And I picked it up. Sir, I don't know if this is important to you, but here it is. It probably has your baggage claim identification on the back of it so you can get your bag.
The world's a better place
for
you, Al.
He looked at me dead in the eye. I goes, thank you.
Yeah, look at you, Al. My man.
Hey, now.
from the text.
I'm sorry, wait. I had to wipe a tear.
I'm so proud of you, Big Al.
So moved.
Not all heroes wear capes, huh?
No, not all, that's Justin. Right.
Some of them wear chick magnet t-shirts.
That's Big Al Magnet.
And shorts.
We're live from the Diplomat Beach Resort. We're on our family vacation. We are the Kid Craddock Morning Show. We'll be right back.
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
My wife's getting a lot of love for being the neighborhood hero. But a lot of people are wondering how they can search pedophiles in their neighborhood, I guess. Did you find that website, babe? City dash what?
So it's different in every state. I found sometimes because it's a government
you
site.
You can look
so
it up.
This
if you
one's
Google it.
city-data.com, but okay. There's
other
kinda
ones.
Depends on what state you live in.
And some of them will email you if somebody new moves into your neighborhood who has to register, and it'll let you know. But if you were missing somebody who was a registered sex offender showed up at our pool party, and my wife went up and kindly asked them to leave, and they did. And they had done something extremely horrible as an adult male to little girls. And and so now people are looking up to her.
That's kind of like Pokemon Go, but with a purpose, you know?
Exactly.
There you go, Justin. There you go, buddy.
Pokemon Go with a purpose.
From the text here.
Yes.
And I hadn't noticed this because Alan's to my left. Because Alan, my wife, everybody's here on our family vacation. We're live from the Diplomat Beach Resort this morning here in Hollywood, Florida. And it says, the way Alan is looking at Kelly while she does the show is giving me all the, and it's the heart emoji face.
Aw, baby, are you looking at me with googly eyes?
How you looking, bro?
Aw.
Hey.
It's the same as he looks at you all the time.
Yeah. Man, Alan is the tannest dude I've ever met.
Right?
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, he's like.
He's browner than me.
He's tan goals right now.
Yeah, Al's like, he's got a long way to go to be as dark as me, and they held up their arms. And he's like,
nope. right about the same, big Al.
Yep.
Yeah, Alan's got you.
You make me look like Drake.
What's the secret, Alan?
Well, I got the ethnic advantage here. I'm half Filipino.
Oh, the Filipino blood. Yeah.
It's easier for me to tan.
He's in the pool every day for hours.
Aww.
And I'm just sitting in the house.
Full-time tanning.
And I'm in the window looking out through the blinds.
What'd you say? So you sound a little upset right now, Kelly.
No, it's fine. Yeah. I love it out there. And I'm like, I'll be out in a minute.
I saw a picture Alan posted. He's even sleeping in the pool. Like, the kids are sleeping.
Yeah.
He's living out there.
Do you have one of those cool inflatables on the pool that's, like, shaped like a mermaid or something that you can just lay on?
We have a swan. We have a big emoji. The kids like that one.
Which one? We had the poop one.
Oh, do you?
Yeah,
we got the big smiley face.
It's so weird that floating poop is a thing.
Yeah.
Like, that this is okay, that people want to buy.
Because you can make the joke, there's poop in the pool. But it's just a poop emoji. Nobody likes that joke.
No.
At the pool, by the way.
No.
Also, Kelly, from the text, I just want to know if Kelly went back to Target for the toilet paper.
Oh, y'all.
So what happened?
Oh, was it a thing? I didn't see this.
This is from Instagram story.
So the night before we come to Florida, We went on a big date night. We went to Super Target, but Alan we did, and then we got a hamburger. But Alan he is loving their men's section. I've been telling him you need to shop in the men's section at Target.
The tank tops are on point.
Right, I got the chick Target T-shirt.
So I said let's go crazy and go to another Target because we go to one. We've exhausted our Target.
Yeah.
Let's go to a different Target a little further away and check out different Target merchandise.
Wouldn't it be the same being Target?
No, because people pick over different stuff.
Okay,
they all come in the same big Target truck, Kelly.
Like this Target I go to has a alcohol store in it, a liquor store in it.
What?
Whoa.
They are converting, some of the Targets are converting their little concession stands areas into liquor stores.
Target boy, you better stop.
No, I'm going to get
so there are different.
Target
so you need to, they are all different in all some slight way. So we're there, and Alan has this fun thing he likes to do. I like to do self-checkout.
Uh-huh.
So he's so busy snapping pictures of me, checking stuff out, and I think he's putting everything in the basket. He put everything in the basket, but our Cottonelle.
Oh, not the Cottonelle.
Oh.
That's some good toilet paper right there.
Yeah, that's so soft. Even the bears like to use it.
Dude, so you bought it and didn't take it home?
Didn't take it home.
Oh, no.
12-pack, 16, 24.
It was one of those jumbo rolls where you buy like 9 and it's like buying 24.
Mm-hmm.
Very thick.
And
so it was $8.56.
Boy.
I was upset about a couple
of
things.
Because Kelly will save money when it comes to anything but that toilet
paper. How much do you get off of that card, 5 cents?
You get 5% if you 100%. Use the Target debit card. You get a nickel per bag if you bring your own bag. And I also used the app, which was supposed to deduct money. Like, I was supposed to save $1 on something. I was supposed to save 10% on your tank top. And I was like, it didn't register. None of my things registered. And I didn't realize until I got home that we left the toilet paper sitting at checkout.
Oh, dang.
And now it's like 10 o'clock at night.
Or
not.
Got,
it was like 9
no,
something.
Got no toilet paper.
And you're open until 11.
Yeah.
It's like, if I get in the car and drop all the way back out there, it's going to be a good, like, 45 minutes to an hour just to pick up.
And it was your idea to go to that far Target.
But it's $8.56,
Kelly. It was an adventure.
$8.
Is that, how much in gas is that?
Yeah. Exactly. Well, so
what'd you do?
She went up there, I guarantee.
I don't know.
She
didn't do it. That's why she's still cranky about it.
Did you do it?
I would bet you $10.
Did you do it?
Who you betting?
anybody that wants to take the bet.
That she went and got it?
I'll take the bet.
I can't.
Well, you know, I can't because I know the answer. I did not go back.
She didn't do it.
You ate the $8?
And it drives me nuts. So yesterday, people were DMing me, and they said, if you call the store, they'll hold it for you till the next time you go back. I was like, well, now it's been hey, almost 24 hours. They're not going to believe me.
Can y'all hold my toilet paper?
They're not going to believe that it was me.
Can't you?
Know? And somebody probably grabbed it and left, like, oh, free toilet paper. Yeah. Some idiot forgot.
Yeah, of course.
But somebody from a competitor big chain store, Walmart, said what happens is when people leave stuff at checkout, it happens a lot.
Uh-huh.
They go in the back and there's a registry. They write down, you know, this product was left and da-da-da. So if you call up, you can claim it. But I just didn't. I called and it was a long answering machine. I was like, this is ridiculous. It's going to be a week before I can get home and even pick up my toilet paper.
How are you guys going to wipe?
Well, we have a couple of rolls left.
Okay, that's good.
But I mean, I didn't wait till we were gone. You know, completely out. It just made me so mad. You know how I'm about saving money.
Can't you call that Target and say, "Hey, can you call the Target by my house and tell them that I bought it, and so that I can go pick it up at this Target?"
I don't know if it works that way.
And when we were at the old studio, Kelly wanted a newspaper, but she didn't have one.
What happened now?
She drove down the tollway. She didn't want to go to the Walgreens or wherever and buy a newspaper.
No.
We get newspapers delivered to the radio station every day, even on Sunday when nobody's there.
Uh-huh.
She gets on the freeway, travels about 5-6 miles or whatever to get the free newspaper and drive back. This is what
I'll let you keep that story because it's such a good story, better than the truth.
That's the truth.
What is the truth?
Is the Sunday paper has tons of coupons. Tons.
Did you not drive down?
We were in the area anyway.
So, did you drive?
We were in the area anyway.
So the story is true. I just left out the coupon part.
I did not purposely drive all the way down the tollway just to pick up the free coupon paper, but we were in the area anyway.
Did you do this more than once?
No, just the only time.
The point is, you drove past places that sell the newspaper to get the free newspaper
over
here.
The Sunday paper, they charge you like $3 or $4 because it's got all the coupons in it.
This was 10 years ago. It was like $1.
No, they charge you more for the Sunday paper because it has all the coupons.
Yeah.
I know. I used to throw the newspaper for 10 years. I know that.
I have noticed Kelly seems like she's being thriftier lately. You sent an email out to the whole staff about prices of something.
Oh, I did.
Yeah.
I don't know if we can say.
No, but she just likes to. Or all over here, I wasn't even sitting close to her at dinner last night. She was a few people down from me, and I overheard her be like, "You're not getting that dress, then it's too expensive."
Oh, okay, so
at dinner last night,
Boss Man George, you'll love this story.
Yeah. Oh boy.
So the waiter
always trying to save money.
We have everybody's going to eat dinner, and the waiter, of course, is trying to upsell everything.
As he should. Like, that's what we
you
do.
Know, you can do pairings. Is anybody interested in pairings?
He actually did a great job with that.
Everybody's interested
really
in pairings.
Good.
Wine with different courses and stuff. That's and then funky. At the end, he kind of slips in, and it's an extra $65 per person.
Oh, yeah.
I'm like, we are not doing that. We are
she
not doing
the decision
that.
For everyone.
And the people who are here representing the hotel and the tourism
board, Florida,
like,
yeah.
Lovely
it's
people.
Fine. It's fine if anybody wants to do it. I'm like, no, this is taking advantage. And so I'm like, I'm giving everybody stink eye.
Yes, like,
so we all back
nobody,
up.
Nobody, everybody's like, we're
we
not
all back
right,
up.
Except for Justin. He raises his hand. I'm doing it.
I was sitting
they
next
said
to
it was
them.
Fine.
They were like, go ahead.
Because they're
want
nice.
You to splurge.
They're nice. They have to do that. But can you imagine if everybody at the table had done that?
The waiter was even like, I'm suggesting it for you.
Because he gets a bigger tip.
I know. And I was trying to help.
That's 20%.
No, we all care about telling our waiters. I'm just trying to help.
Then slip him an extra 20.
I don't want it for
Justin
my money.
Justin ain't got $20.
$65 times 12.
There was a really good dessert, sake, champagne wine, that I really
oh
wanted
my
to
gosh.
Try.
Sake.
I got cut off.
Well, I'll give Justin.
You did not get cut off. You had 8 drinks.
You're taking advantage.
We didn't know if you were going to be able to walk.
But why
to your
wouldn't
room.
He? He's a 20-something on a free work trip.
But
of course, he's going to take
so
advantage.
Nobody else can because you're eating up all the budget.
I'm not being stingy. I was just like, they want us to have this whole restaurant experience.
It was day
tasting,
one.
Of tasting.
It was day one.
It was day one. We hadn't been here but 4 hours.
Yeah.
I remember it.
They want you to remember it, Robert said.
How was it, buddy?
Oh, delicious.
I'll tell you one thing.
At one point, they brought out a log that they
set
lit
on fire.
Embers on fire and then smoked his whiskey glass.
Yeah, it's almost like Justin looked at the menu. What's the most expensive drink I can order? Because I'll never have it again.
Yeah, I didn't realize how extra I was until I was at that dinner table with you guys getting the whole fireworks and smoke show.
Well, I tell you
but we got a show, though, didn't we?
We did. We it made a good Instagram story,
great.
Didn't it?
It did. Yeah.
I had caviar for the first time last night.
Yeah, it's salty.
It's not bad. And then on top of tuna. Caviar on top of tuna. Mm-hmm. I'd never had that before. It was
I hadn't
really
either.
Good.
Yeah, caviar is
dude, everything
good.
They brought out there.
It was really good.
Was awesome.
Yeah, if you want to try it, if you ever come to the Diplomat in Hollywood, Florida, the restaurant's called Monkey Tail.
Monkey Tail.
It's M-O-N-K-I tail, though.
Yeah. Yeah. Me and Jenna were having an argument over how you say the word Moscow. How do you say it?
Mezcal.
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 Mezcal. And?
What say what? Wait,
you sound like you say Moscow, like Moscow. In Rush Hour. Mezcal.
Moscow.
I say
Mezcal.
Moscow.
Mezcal. I don't say it as Mexican as he does.
You're saying it like Moscow Mule.
Yeah.
It's Mezcal.
Mezcal.
There you go.
It's not Moscow.
Say it, Jenna.
I said Mezcal.
That's not right.
Mezcal.
Well, it was closer than you.
I feel closer about how I say it.
Say it again.
Mezcal.
You did not say it that way. No, you said Moscow.
Moscow.
Yeah, you're like the World Cup over there.
Okay.
All the controversy.
So we were arguing.
Yeah, so you went, Jenna. That's what Jenna was drinking. Is that what you were drinking with Dewan?
Or what?
Is that Dewan's favorite thing?
Yes.
Hey.
I don't know. No,
Isn't that the tequila made out of worms? What was it drinking in Mexico that you told me?
Mezcal is it tastes like tequila. It's made with agave, but it's made different.
What was it I was drinking that you
the
said was
salt.
Made out of worms?
I forgot what it was. It was like the salt.
It was the actual drink.
No, it's the salt around the rim that was crushed up worms.
Some tequila will have worms in there.
It was something I was drinking.
Mezcal's not worms.
Yeah, I remember that, but I don't remember.
But you did get a mezcal because it wasn't a margarita.
A mezcal?
It was a Frida.
Yeah, it was just a salt rim that had the worm.
I swear you told me it was right. It's okay.
It's okay.
It's in a blue bottle. It's in a blue bottle. I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, there's a certain name.
There's a brand name.
We'll figure it out, so. Kelly, is what we're going to do during the break.
There
and
you go. There you go.
We do have the Showbiz Top 5 coming up next.
We do. We got a celebrity love. It's just a love fest. Since Jenna's in love, I just want to share the love. So we're going to talk about more celebrity love in the Showbiz Top 5.
Not yet. Don't ruin it.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
We gotta hurry up because we had an 11 o'clock appointment at the pool this morning. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Cabana set up by the Kelly Raspberry.
With a very special pool boy tending to our needs today.
And quickly, did my boy Big Al Mac land that number? That's from the text.
Come on. There's a wild. Never mind. Yes.
Couldn't think of a thing, could you?
No, couldn't think of a thing I could say on the radio.
All right, my man.
Yes, I did.
Yeah, okay.
Got the business card.
Oh. You got that work number.
Al felt like he
you got an email address.
It's got a mobile number on it.
Yeah, it does.
Straight to voicemail.
It's like Al got his group.
What are you hating? Oh, you coupled up people.
She's going to change her number today.
Oh, you coupled up people. Hate.
Oh, man, she got to go buy a new business card.
So much of an investment right now. All right. So our love expert is here. She's on the trip. We're out here at the Diplomat Beach Resort. And it is time for a special edition of
Love Letters. Love letters to Kelly.
Wow, that's so enthusiastic, JC.
I don't know if it was loud enough, so
it was
I didn't
very
want
to.
I don't
loud.
Know if, it's, if we have the delay on there or not.
Yeah. I hit it.
Okay, so, that's why I kind of hesitated.
Good, all right.
Yeah.
Ready?
Yeah, we ready.
Dear Kelly, you are the love expert.
I am.
Over the past 2 years, I've been in two separate relationships, each lasting about 8 months, with about 8 months between the two. The problem is both of these relationships followed a distinct pattern that was almost identical. Both relationships seemed perfectly healthy for the first 6 months or so, with both of us putting forth equal amounts of effort, but then fell apart after that point when both guys all of a sudden stopped putting forth effort, leaving me being the only one initiating time together. When both relationships ended, both guys said the exact same thing during the breakup. They said, "It's not that I'm not interested in you anymore, it's just that this relationship seems to have become one-sided with you putting forth all the effort and me not being able to give the same in return. I obviously cared a lot for each of these guys in different ways, but it's weird to me they both stopped caring and ended things in the exact same way. Whoa. Since I'm the only common denominator in both situations, I can't help to believe that I'm the problem. Is this just coincidence, or am I really the problem? If it's me, how can I change my behavior to prevent this from happening again, Melissa?"
Well, Melissa, I think you just need to pull back some. I mean, they've given you some helpful feedback. and you know, maybe you want to look at it as a problem. I don't know. I just look at it as constructive criticism, that maybe you are too mothering. You're acting like a wife instead of a girlfriend. Maybe you're moving too quickly for their preferences. So just ease up a little bit. That's all. Just ease up on how much. You know, a man appreciates a little bit of a challenge, a little bit of a chase.
Yeah.
And not somebody that you're probably picking out. You probably don't even realize what you're doing, but you're probably already setting up house with this guy. You're moving just too fast.
So I think they've given you some after 6 months.
I think they've given you some very helpful information there. And so next time, just play it a little cooler. You can still be excited, but just don't be coupled up so quickly, right?
Yeah.
Am I saying that the right way?
That sounds right.
But if they're both saying the exact same thing, then it is you.
You're doing something.
So just chill. Now, there's going to be some... Now, you could keep... Or you could keep doing exactly what you're doing because that's what you love to do. And there is going to be a man out there that will love that about you.
Yeah.
So there's that option. So you can either pull up a little bit and see how it goes next time or just keep doing you and you'll find the right man that would love that about you.
You'll find the one. Yes.
That's right.
Love letters. Love letters to Kelly.
Dear Kelly, you are the love expert.
I am.
Joey writes us and says, I'm 27 and my wife is 25. We've been married about a year, but have been together for 3. When we started dating, we were inseparable. We also had goals and planned on motivating each other to succeed. As the days progressed in our relationship, she slowly changed everything about her. The girl that had goals basically left. Fast forward to now, and our marriage has been dull and boring, and it's been only a year. She hates how she looks. She hates her job. She's always tired, but she won't do anything about it to change it. Her negativity about herself has made our intimate life terrible, and no matter what I say to uplift her, it doesn't help. We've had 3 conversations about this, and changes only last about a week, if that. Well, recently, a woman started talking to me, and I know it's bad. It's a bad idea. It's been sneaky conversations for the past month, but she's been giving me the attention I've wanted. I love my wife, and I don't want to lose her, but I don't know what to do. What am I doing talking to other women? Is
exactly.
It wrong? I know that, but I'm lost.
It's wrong. You know it's wrong. So stop that.
Yeah.
Can you know, put all that effort and energy into... You got a problem on your hands because I think you just... You know, people are all different, but people change so much in their 20s that I really am... Like Justin was saying earlier, too young to get married... That is true about your 20s. You just evolve and change, or you stay the same. I mean, a lot of stuff happens, and people can grow apart. People can get depressed. But I think what you need to do is suggest you and your wife go to counseling and therapy and hash all this out. But you need to cut off communication with that
other woman,
harlot, that trying to break up your marriage. You need to stop that.
Harlot.
The brakes on that. Yes. I know that's a strong term.
Yeah, harlot.
Floozy.
But you need to, that's not the right answer, and you're going to have guilt associated. You just need to concentrate on your wife, find out the cause of her depression, what she's going through, and getting into a therapy situation, I think, is the best for you.
Yeah.
But don't you talk to that woman anymore.
And counseling will help her, because sometimes you got to choose to be happy and not be so down on yourself.
Well, sometimes
once she figures that out, it'll
be
better.
A therapist might be able... She might not even know how to express what's wrong with her. She just knows she doesn't feel good. But then the therapist can ask questions that make her really face what's bothering her, and a lot can come out that she didn't even realize. You know, you and I... How many of us on the show have been in therapy? All of us?
Yeah.
Not me.
Yeah.
Okay, so...
Never?
I'm a little crazy.
So this side of the table has been on therapy.
Yeah, therapy is the best. Should. Yeah, therapy's awesome.
I just talk all about my problems to my friends.
Well, right, but your friends always agree with you.
Yeah,
so sometimes you have to have a neutral... Because if you have 2 people in a conflict, who's right and who's wrong? You know, so you need to have a neutral.
Do you think you have issues?
No.
Okay.
Wow. Sometimes people don't have issues.
Yeah. Hey.
That's what? Great.
Budgeting issues, but I talk to the bank, not a therapist.
Right. You do need a financial advisor.
That's where
you got to
have some help.
Sorry.
Love letters to Kelly.
Dear Kelly, you are the love expert.
I am.
I've been dating this guy for 7 months. Things have been great. We hang out a lot. I like his family, the whole 9. Thing is, he hasn't said I love you yet.
Oh, no.
Is this something I should be concerned with? Should I tell him first? I don't want to be pushy, but at the same time, I want it to be said. For reference, there's an age gap of 23 to 29. What do I do, Lauren?
I'm guessing she's the 23?
I'm guessing.
How is there an age gap between 23 and 29? Isn't there like a set age? 6 years. Yeah, 6 year. Oh, 23. Oh, she. Okay, gotcha. I thought 23.
She's 23
years.
And he's 29. We're assuming.
Yeah, I thought he was way older. Okay, gotcha.
At first, I thought that too. Yeah. Then I. All right. So look.
Yes. 7 months.
You would love for the man to be first to say it, but I had to say it first.
My wife said it first.
Yeah, because I don't know what it is. Some men have a hang up about saying it first. Mm-hmm. And if you and I knew my now husband wanted to say it, but he just couldn't bring himself to say it. So instead of saying, I love you, he kept saying, I just miss you. I miss you. He'd say, I miss you so much. I just miss you. And I was like, I know you want to say you love me. And he'd, and so then finally I was like, okay, I love you.
Yeah. Why wouldn't you say it,
Alan?
It
was exactly that romantic, right too, wasn't it, honey?
Alan, why wouldn't
that
you
romantic?
Say it?
No, I think, you know, guys don't like to have a timetable when it comes to things like saying I love you or a proposal or anything like that.
But and did you want to say it?
It was, yeah, I wanted to say it, but it was going to happen eventually. Yeah. I don't know. For whatever reason, I just didn't say it.
Did you feel better that she said it first, though?
No, I didn't feel better.
when was the moment? When was the
what
moment?
What did you feel?
Well, I just missed you.
When was the moment that you did tell her, though?
Right after I said it.
After, okay.
Yeah, because I knew he wanted to. He just couldn't or wouldn't. I think he was afraid of what. Because I kind of gave him a hard time when we first started dating.
Okay. Wouldn't it have made you feel better if he said, I love you right after a magic trick? Like.
Oh, if he did it with the magic trick? Yeah. That would have been
instead
cool.
Instead of Abraca, Booyah, or something.
Abraca, I love you.
I love you.
Yeah, that would have been cool.
It would have. Yeah. We can't go back.
Abraca, Booyah.
There's nothing wrong with you saying it first, is my point. So if it's bothering you that much, say it.
Or say, I think I'm falling in love with you.
No, don't say that. That's hedging your
don't
bets.
Don't think it.
That's what my wife said.
That's hedging your bets.
Yeah, you were so young, though.
Yeah, because you don't want to say it, and then they don't say it back. So you say, I think I'm, or I could fall in love with you, hoping they'll say something positive.
Right.
But, you know, 23-year-old,
that's cool.
Put on your big girl panties and say it if you feel it.
I have
it.
A terrible approach to this, what I've done in the past. What'd I'll be like, it's like a really like intimate moment when you want them to say it to you. I'll be like, are you thinking about how in love with me you are?
That's cute.
Cheating on the answer.
That's cute.
I'll say that, or I'll just be like, you love me, don't you?
Did you say that to the
same
one?
Thing, because you want the man to say it first. You want them to, and then when they don't, so it's finally you have to say it so you can hear it back.
Hmm. I was watching some rooster fighting on the news right now. Sorry, over your head.
I know. We need to turn
TV
off the
right
TV.
Behind.
We need to turn off the
right
TV.
Expression.
Well, because the TV's above my head. Yeah. And a minute ago, I saw Kenzie looking, I thought, at me in horror. So I'm like, what's wrong?
Because it's this cockfight. And it's like
yeah,
they're
it's
going
above my
nuts
head.
On each other.
Nuts, man.
And I have a stethoscope on one of his chests.
There was like some like naked athletes posing for
the ESPN magazine.
I need to get that issue.
All right. We got one more letter for you, Kelly.
Dear Kelly, you are the love expert.
Oh, Justin, you get to read
one.
Wow,
yeah. So if you have 15 minutes.
He loves these trips.
Okay, I've been married for almost 4 years, and yes, I know the first years are the hardest. Eye roll emoji. But the other day, we were looking for apartments, and I joked about the closet not having enough space for his baseball cards. He collects them, and they're in a whole bunch of moving boxes. And he said, yeah, that's a hobby, and I don't plan on quitting. How do I tell him it's an addiction without being so petty?
What?
An addiction?
It's a card.
She's over his cards.
I would just let that go.
That's his worst thing.
But there's not enough room in the closet space.
Well, find another place to put them.
Well, there you go.
Yeah, if that's your biggest problem.
I mean, that's...
If that's
I mean,
your biggest problem in a relationship... That you have.
Yeah.
Not
that's
him,
a dream.
That you have. You need to
count your blessings that you don't have enough closet space for his card collection.
How do you do it without being petty? Do you say,
you don't
move your stuff?
You just don't say anything. Just say, let's figure out. Say, we don't have enough room in our closet for these cards. Can we find someplace else to store them? Maybe you can get some really cool piece of furniture, like an armoire or a trunk or something. You can keep them all in there. I mean, I don't know how massive his collection is, but there's a way you can store them. And keep your closet space.
Hey,
I'm glad I could help.
Yes.
I mean, I mean, the big scheme of things. You got to let a guy have something,
right?
You got to let him have his card collection, or you got to let him have his man room, or you got to let him have something.
Just because we're at the family vacation at the Diplomat Beach Resort does not mean that your love issues will not be solved by our love expert. And if you want to write us, go to kidnation.com. We'll do it again on Wednesday, if you don't mind, Kelly. And today's edition was brought to you by Third Love.
Let's talk about bras.
Those wonderful
bras. Let's talk about bras.
Those bras.
What's your favorite kind of bra, Al?
Third Love?
Yes, Third Love. Thank you,
Jason. Well, I'll tell you, I had been seeing all the comments online about Third Love bras and how everybody loved them so much, so I had to finally try it for myself.
Yeah.
And I love it. I ordered, you know, just to start out with, a t-shirt bra, because I wear a lot of shirts that...
Those are my favorite.
T-shirt bras. Yeah, and you know, you don't want seams to show and things like that. And the thing I love about Third Love is if you think you're hard to fit, you can find your fit with Third Love because they have a fit finder quiz. You answer a few simple questions. They have cups ranging from A through H, band sizes up to 48, and they even have half cup sizes.
Mm. Like, I'm thinking I might be a half cup.
Yeah, see, because some bras you spill out of, some they're just a little too tight. You might be a half cup.
Might be all
you
have
to
do half.
Is go to Third Love.
It's so weird that you know my cup size.
Yeah, right?
Well, to everybody, it's on the internet.
It's going to be the most comfortable bra you own. Tagless label, so no itching. Straps that do not slip.
Ooh.
Ultra soft smoothing fabrics. And like I said, that fit finder quiz, you might find out you were a half cup size all along.
Yeah, like Jenna.
Because Third Love knows is a perfect bra for everyone. Right now, they're offering our listeners 15% off your first order if you go to thirdlove.com/kid, that's K-I-D-D, and you'll find your perfect fitting bra and get 15% off that first purchase. That's thirdlove.com/kid and save 15% today.
I'm getting myself some right now.
All right.
You should.
And we'll be right back.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Hey, we're on our family vacation out here at the Diplomat Beach Resort, having a blast
so
far.
Yes, we are. Yes, we are.
Day one.
We'll be posting pics.
We'll be here till Friday. So if you're coming out here, come see us at the Diplomat.
I love the lobby here at the Diplomat.
It's so cool.
You walk in, and it's like you're outside, but you're inside at the same time. Good air conditioning, but there's still sand and palm
trees. Good lighting, right?
Great lighting.
We love good lighting.
So many lamps everywhere.
Yeah. Speaking of great lighting in the picture my mom sent me.
Uh-oh.
You remember a few years ago when I sent my mom a picture? Because I used to have my wife in my phone as mommy, and then my mom is mama. So
yeah, that's change too close.
That that's changed that definitely.
Too close.
I changed it because I was on a work trip
and I sent my wife
a picture of me. I put an emoji, but yes, and
a nude.
Yeah,
you sent it to your mama.
What did your mom say to that
emoji?
You look good, hijo. Yeah. te ves bien, hijo. That's what she said, and that's when I realized I'd done messed up.
No.
And so she repaid that off. Because I got a picture from my mom over the weekend.
No.
And it's not as bad as the one I sent her. Maybe it is. Because I get this picture from my mom and it says, carefree thong, regular, 49. 49 of them. And she goes, these good? What are those, Jenna?
Wait.
I want to see.
They make panty liners for thongs?
Oh, yeah.
What is that?
I thought your mom sent you a picture of her in a thong.
That's what I thought.
No.
That's a maxi pad.
This is gross.
Oh, come on. Grow up.
I don't want to know about your thong you're wearing with your pads.
That's rocking my world. I had no idea they made pads for thongs. Why are you wearing a thong during that time?
Okay, everybody does that.
With a pad.
So, see, now that's my problem. Now I know what my mom's doing. So she meant to send this to my sister to see if these.
Your mom's wearing thongs.
His sister is.
No, she was sending these to my sister because
to make sure to buy the right ones.
Oh, that's my sister.
Yes.
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.